Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Convention podcast show. We are so excited to be here, and I am thrilled to be joined by Dr. Rebecca Spencer from Cherish Ed. Rebecca, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, so I am a dyslexia therapist, and I get to work with kids all over the country. And part of my mission is I get to give back to families on the mission field and support students in other countries. So I deliver dyslexia therapy instruction to homeschool families that might just need someone to come alongside them and support them and deliver that instruction to take a little bit off of their shoulders in their ever busy world.
That's so awesome. So tell me a little bit, how did you get into this world? What makes you passionate about what you do?
Yeah, so I could talk a long time about that. I'm super passionate about this. So I have my own dyslexic son. So I'm a mom of three boys, and I am a teacher by trade. So an educator, passionate about teaching. This is my 22nd year in education. But my husband and I had our firstborn baby after marriage of 7 years. And that baby started reading by the age of 4. So I thought I kind of had the parenting thing down. I had this mastered, but the Lord has a way of kind of humbling us. And so our second son was born. And when it came time to teach him how to read, we're homeschooling and doing Christian school 3 days a week and homeschooling 2 days a week. And I was in tears every single day, and he was in tears every single day. And it was a disaster. So I would not want anyone to go through that. I would call my husband on the phone in tears, and he would say, "You're the best one for him." So I remembered as I was writing my dissertation. So I have a doctorate degree, and I wrote my dissertation in reading. And I remembered, as I thought and processed through all those articles, I remembered the word dyslexia. I remembered the words primitive reflexes. I remembered all of these things that kept popping up. And I know it was the Lord working inside of me. And so I went back to school, and I became a dyslexia therapist. And so I started that with my son 7 years ago. And now he's 13 and he is thriving. So now I get to help kids just all over, just to help these kids, because they really are brilliant. It's just basically rerouting those neurons and trying to ignite that brilliance so they can really cross that line and feel that success and confidence for the very first time and achieve all that God has created them to be. And my go-to verse is Jeremiah 29:11, because we do know that God has great plans for these kids. And how are we going to help them accomplish what he has planned for them if we put them inside of blocks? So just helping ignite that, get outside of the box, and give them what they need.
That is so awesome. I love your passion, Rebecca. I would love to hear a little bit more about how your organization pours into homeschool families. And we were talking earlier, you guys even help and bless families internationally. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I get to help families all over the country, but I have this passion for missionary families. So our church, our local church, we're a great body that has just missions across the globe. And so I learned through some friends that they don't really have these resources available to them. So a lot of our missionary families that are serving across the globe do not have these resources. So what I get to do is I get to come alongside and help them too. So on Sunday nights at 9 p.m., I'm in my home, in my bedroom, while my kids are getting ready for bed, and I am working with students overseas that it's morning time for them. So they're starting their Monday morning with me. So I get to do that. And then part of my work is the fees for the therapy services, they go to help support students in other countries as well to get quality education and to help them with their needs.
Wow, that is so incredible. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Can you tell us a success story of somebody that you've worked with, a family that you've walked through this with, and just to encourage the families that are tuning in with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I love to talk about this. One of my favorite things is whenever I get a text message from a parent, because they have my phone number. They message me anytime that they need help. Whenever I get a text message and it is a picture of this little girl and she's sitting beside her mom in bed, and mom has her Bible and daughter has her little Bible, and mom says to me in the text message, look, she's reading her Bible for the very first time. So that is what we want.
That is so sweet. I love that. So what word of advice would you give to somebody who's walking through this journey? Maybe they're just kind of figuring this out. What would you say to them?
So I would say early intervention is always better. I wish that I had known to intervene a little sooner with my son, but early intervention is always better, and just not to grasp at straws. So we have so much evidence, research-based data out there now. Find somebody that can implement that dyslexia therapy for you, and they will come alongside you and help ease that burden off of your shoulders. I know I have that entire burden on my shoulders, and it is very, very heavy. So if someone can help and lift that for you, just welcome that. If you can possibly do that earlier, the better.
That's so awesome. Okay, a couple general questions here. What has been your favorite part of this weekend so far?
So just, there's so many wonderful people here. Whenever people stop by the booth, there's so many things that we have in common. So we're all from different states, but we all have such like-mindedness that we can come together and actually have this commonality of we love our kids, we're passionate about our kids, and everybody's so happy. I have not seen one person come by that's gloomy or scowl-faced, but they're like, hi, how are you doing? So it's been a beautiful thing, a great event. I love this place.
That's so awesome. Okay, one last fun question. What's been the craziest thing you've seen in the exhibit hall so far? I don't know if you've gotten to walk around yet or not. She's probably been at her booth, but anything kind of wild?
Okay, so I don't know if it's crazy or not, but I did see, so I am at my booth most of the time, so I don't get to walk around a lot, but there are bubbles everywhere, and occasionally a bubble will like land on my table. I'm like, where'd that bubble come from? And I look up and I take a restroom break and I'm like, there's all the bubbles, the bubble trouble. So for me, you know, I'm just here at my booth all day. So that's kind of what I've seen. It's fun though. Like, I like to go play in the bubbles. So
that's awesome. Well, you guys heard it here first. We have bubbles. So make sure you come and join us tomorrow. We're going to have another full day. We also have a THSC membership special going on right now, $99. And we're so excited to bring incredible people like Dr. Rebecca Spencer to our audience. So thank you so much for your time, Rebecca. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.